This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Fox News said today there is not going to be an empty podium on stage for the Trumpless Republican debate tomorrow night. He can be there or not. It's his choice. Advertisers, though, don't have the same option. They make their ad buys well ahead of time and well ahead of knowing who's going to be on the podium. So what happens when debate expectations and reality run afoul of each other? Sally Herships takes us inside political advertising.
If you're a voter, you may not have made up your mind, but advertisers already have. They know an ad during a presidential debate can be worth a lot.
Now, during the debates, you already know not only that you're going to get audiences, but you know who the audiences are.
Ronald Goodstein teaches marketing at Georgetown's McDonough School of Business.
For the Republican debates, they tend to be more wealthy. They tend to be more conservative in their point of view.
And for Democratic debates, it's the other way. But either way, Goodstein says the specific audience is worth a lot more to advertisers than a general one, which means networks can charge a premium for advertising during an election time event.
These are, I guess, a series of mini Super Bowls for them.
David Campanelli is with Horizon Media. It plans and buys ads. He says most ads for the debates are sold in advance and often bundled with the network's harder-to-sell time slots.
So they use the debates to package their less desirable inventory and sell it together.
Which means when there's an unexpected change, like when Trump opts not to participate in a debate, that can be a problem for advertisers. Ronald Goodstein again.
Well, I don't want to pay 400% more and not have the eyes I want.
David Campanelli says most ads for national TV come with a guaranteed number of viewers, kind of like a campaign promise. But unlike in politics, if a network doesn't deliver to its advertisers, it has to make good later. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.